From the Atlantic to the Pacific, across the islands of the Caribbean, from mountain crest to mountain crest, from canyons to the clouds and into the cosmos, we are pumping wattage high and low, plus streaming worldwide on the internet and keeping you company tonight. It's a place to relax and hang out. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange, giving you the latest and discussing the weirdest. We have assembled the finest team of reporters and the most intriguing guests. And that's why we are your favorite hub in a wild world. So keep it tuned right here. Well, how excited I am to have this very special guest with us tonight via telephone. He's one of my best friends. And if you've listened to this show for a long time, you have heard him on here before. But you've probably always known him as a great paranormal investigator, a guy who specializes in third-generation night vision. He has captured incredible footage of UFOs. He's captured the Brown Mountain Lights. He and I have done a number of segments in the media. We were on the History Channel together. It was Stan Lee's Superhumans. He worked on the Warner Brothers project, The Apparition, with me. And, you know, one of the great things about this gentleman is that he has a very practical mindset. He works in the electrical industry. He's a man who has frequently strapped on a tool belt, okay? He's got a very pragmatic approach to life. And when he was telling me recently about some of these great discoveries regarding health, I knew we needed to get him on the air to share this very helpful information with all of you so that you can improve your life and your health the way that he has. His name is Dean Warsing, and he has decided that we should refer to this topic as paranormal healthcare. So, Dean Warsing, welcome back to Speaking of Strange.
What a lovely introduction. Thank you, Joshua.
Well,
before we get started, let me congratulate you on your new book. It came to me last week. It looks awesome. It has a very Star Wars-looking look to it, and I was telling the wife, you know, she's a big fan of The Secret. I said, if you love The Secret, you're going to love this book. Because, Joshua, I read her the titles of each chapter and how you scientifically broke down every aspect of attraction. So well done on that. I thought that was great.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you because you are just a voracious reader. You also listen to audiobooks all the time. You've been exposed to everything that's out there. And, you know, I could not be happier with how this book has turned out. And I'm sure that when it comes to the topic of learning in general about how to improve lives, this is a subject that you have sort of specialized in for years. I mean, this is something that you've done privately. And, of course, we should all be interested in these findings. So tell us, Dean, what is paranormal healthcare?
Well, I tell you, before we get there, let me just say, you're right, I'm an electrician by trade. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian. You probably shouldn't listen to anything I have to say. I'm not qualified. With that put out there, you know, let me just say you should consult your doctor if you're going to consider any of this stuff. But basically, what I'm finding is what we know about health is completely wrong. We're dying. We're fat. We're having heart attacks. We have cancer. We have Alzheimer's. We have dementia. Our youngest generation is going to be the sickest generation ever on this planet. 23% of our young people right now that are trying to reproduce can't reproduce. Why? Because they're too sick. When you can't reproduce, what is nature saying to you? It's saying, hey, we don't want you to have offspring, and we need to fix this. We are going down a totally wrong road in healthcare. Now, I'm gonna give you a little teaser right up front. Healthcare, all healthcare boils down to two things: current flow in your body and magnetism. That's it. Those two things. Everything we're going to talk about tonight is going to be about creating greater current flow in your body and bigger magnetism. Okay, so here's the other problem. To be able to tell the truth is very difficult. You know, you listen to radio one week and they're like, yeah, don't drink coffee, it'll give you cancer, blah, blah, blah. 2 months later, you listen to it and they're like, yeah, 2 cups of coffee a day helps prevent cancer. You know, we're all over data. So how does one tell if one is correct in their thinking? One of the best ways is to look at natural law. Nature is not wrong. Nature is back-tested. Nature has survived. So another way to say that is physics. Physics is basically the study of physical law. So everything we're going to talk about tonight corresponds with physical law. The interesting thing about the things we're going to talk about is we're going to leave the biological scale and we're going to go down to a physics and even a quantum physics level and look at these things. So let's talk about nature. In nature, there's coupled systems. And what's a coupled system? Well, let's look at the relationship we have with trees. People breathe oxygen and they expel carbon dioxide. Trees absorb carbon dioxide and they produce oxygen. So it's a symbiotic, coupled yoke system that we have with our plant life out there. Another example would be predator and prey. You know, with predator and prey, if you remove one side of that equation, both sides die. In other words, the alligator needs the wildebeest, and the wildebeest needs the alligator. So what we're going to look at is how, because we're smart and we're the only mammal on the planet that has the ability to do this, change our environment, we're going to look at how we've uncoupled with nature. The first thing we're going to look at is our diet. So, and we got to do a little bit of a study to appreciate what I'm going to say here. Basically, we in America mostly carbohydrates, and when you eat carbohydrates, basically they make a fuel called glucose. The problem with glucose is it's kind of a crummy fuel. It's low octane. It makes you blow black smoke out your tailpipe. There's not much energy involved with it. Your blood sugar bounces up and down. It creates a lot of problems. It's just kind of a crummy fuel. What I think about is, some of you guys might be too young to remember this, but during the gas crisis, people were watering down gas at gas stations. And when you would put it in your car would knock, horsepower would go down, black soot would come out of the tailpipe. So that's what happens when you eat carbs. Basically, food is three things. It's carbs, protein, and fat. Two of those things are essential. You have to have or you'll die. Josh, what's your guess on the two that you need there out of carbohydrates, protein, and fat?
I would say protein and fat.
You're absolutely correct. You do not need carbs at all. The reason you don't need carbs, if your body has to, it can produce carbs. When you eat protein, there's a process called gluconeogenesis where it can take the protein and turn it into a carbohydrate and make glucose. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you eat just fat, nothing else, this switch in your body turns to an on position. And when you eat fat, you make a fuel called ketones. Now, here's the interesting thing about ketones. Ketones are like race car fuel. And you know what? Most of the people on the planet have never experienced this because they're on a glutenogenic diet, eating all kinds of carbs. Ketones are loved by every cell in your body. Your brain, by scientific testing, works better. Kids' grades go up in school when they're ketogenic. That's eating fat and ketones. Ketones carry three times the energy than glucose. So, a glutenogenic diet would basically consist of, and this would be your caloric intake, 75% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs. Now, if you eat like that, 75% fat, 20% protein, 5% carbs, you become ketogenic. The likelihood of having a heart attack, having Alzheimer's, having dementia, having high blood pressure, having plaque in your veins, are nil. Your blood sugar flatlines. Your energy goes out the roof. You lose weight naturally and go down to your natural weight with no hunger. You're never hungry. You don't have heartburn. You don't have that, you know, it used to be when I used to eat a glutenogenic diet, I'd eat lunch, I felt like taking a nap. That doesn't happen anymore. But here's the icing on the cake. You always have cancer cells in your body, and your immune system fights them off. When you're ketogenic and eating a ketogenic diet, the cancer cells in your body wither away and die. Now, why is that? Cancer can't eat ketones. It can only eat glucose.
Okay, and also let me jump in here and say, when you say 75% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs, do you mean that one should divide a specific individual meal that way, or just everything that you intake on per day?
I try to do every individual meal that way, but probably in a 24-hour period would probably be a more appropriate answer to that question. And I guess this is what I do. Under Armour makes an app, and you can get it for Android or iPhone. It's called MyFitnessPal.com. Excuse me. The app is free. You put it on your phone, and you can start putting your foods in there, what you're consuming. And then there's a nutritional pie chart. And you put your goals in there that you want 75% fat, 20% protein, 5% carbs. And it'll make the pie chart, and it'll tell you how close you are to your goals. So that's one way, because it's a little bit hard to figure that out, but with the app, it actually makes it really easy. And the nice thing about the app is once you put foods in there, they're always in there. So, you know, if you mono-eat, where you eat, like, you know, you have five or six meals that you like a lot and you eat them, you know, they're in there and recorded. So you can just kind of hit them and you put it in there. And that's how you figure it out. But to answer your question, Josh, I try to do it with every meal. But I don't know that you necessarily have to do it that way.
Okay, we're coming up on our first break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what good fats are, or, I mean, are we trying to define good and bad fats? And also, you know, what would, say, a perfect meal be like according to this formula? I mean, literally, what would be on the plate? And then we're going to also talk about water. I know that water plays a big, big role. We are mainly composed of water. I have a whole list of just great stuff that we're going to dig into, and Dean has some very surprising stuff to share with us about what Pacific Island people are doing to maintain incredible health and how you can learn from that as well. He calls this topic paranormal healthcare. My guest is Dean Worsing, and we'll dig into all that and a lot more when we come back on the program brought to you tonight by Wright's Coin Shop. It's called Speaking of Strange.
Smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to...
Help! I need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now, but now these days are gone, days and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being around.
Back on the ground. Won't
And welcome back to the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and the show is presented by Wright's Coin Shop. And you may, and you certainly should, call them at 828-298-5402. Help out your finances and pocketbook a little bit there. 828-298-5402. I'm just delighted that we're talking this hour with my friend Dean Worsing. By the way, if you missed that website address he gave out for the fitness app, it's myfitnesspal.com. We'll have that linked up for you at Speaking of Strange. Now, remember, Dean, he's not a doctor. He's not a nutritionist. He's not here to sell anything, okay? He hasn't written a book. He has no commercial interest in coming on this program. He is sharing this information with all of us because it's helped him out so much in his own life, and he feels it's the right thing to do, to share it with everybody. And if it's okay with Dean at the end of the program, maybe we can give out his email address or something for those of you who may have specific questions. But so let's get back to the breakdown of the diet that you're talking about. And goodness, we have a lot to try to dig into this hour. But now give us an example of, say, what a perfect plate of food would look like according to this diet, Dean.
Well, I tell you, the first thing that comes to mind, I'll talk about what I had this evening with my wife. I went to the store earlier today, and I got 6-ounce salmon fillets, and I went ahead and got some asparagus, and I got some. I made up a salad. I grilled these on the grill, and there's actually a very specific reason why I went with fish, and we'll get into that. But basically, I had fish, asparagus with cheese on it, and some salad, and it was a fantastic meal, delightful. Now, the only problem with that meal is it lacks in fat a little bit, and we're going to get into how you can do a ketogenic diet and easily get your fat up, because that's the secret. It's not just the low carb. It's not just the moderate protein. It's also the high fat. When you give your body ample fat, it changes everything. Your body reacts completely different than a glutenogenic diet, which is a diet of carbs. Now, let me add to that. You know, we talked about the list of things that you're not gonna have like the rest of America. But here's a couple other things I didn't get out. You'll lose fat naturally without hunger, but you won't lose muscle. That happens more so on a ketogenic diet than it does any other diet. Also, if you choose to exercise, you don't have to exercise. You'll lose the weight naturally. It'll fall off. But if you choose to exercise, you'll find that your workouts are more productive. Like I said, ketones hold 3 times the energy. Now, here's the question. In the beginning of the show, we said health all comes down to DC current flow in the body, and magnetism. So why is a ketogenic diet help that? Here's the key is fats hold 450 times more electrons than carbohydrates. So what happens when you eat a lot of fats? Your electric current goes up. What happens when your electric current goes up? Maxwell's equation. You know, electric current flows in one direction. 90 degrees to that, you make a magnetic field. So your magnetism goes up. What happens when your magnetism goes up? You're healthier, and we'll get into that. Josh, you were going to ask me a question about water.
Yeah, and also, what's the difference between a good fat and a bad fat before we get to water? And do you eat fried stuff? Or, I mean, what kind of fat are we talking
about?
Great
point. 90% of the fats that you consume are horrible. They're rancid before they hit the grocery shelf. There's only 3 fats you should be consuming.
Mm-hmm.
A, the natural animal fats that occur like when you cook bacon or sausage, okay,
mm-hmm.
or beef, they're fine. They're omega-6s and they're fine. The other thing I want you to consume is I want you to consume butter, but I want it to only be grass-fed butter. You can get grass-fed cow butter from Walmart. It's a brand called Kerrygold. Why do we want this? Well, grass-fed butter, it's cows that eat grass. How does grass grow? It grows from sunshine. Sunshine in a plant does a particular thing we're going to get into that's very good for you when you consume it because it's passed on to you. The third and most important fat that we're going to consume is unrefined virgin coconut oil. Coconut oil in itself, not only is it a fantastic food, but it's also a drug. And we'll talk more about that, but that's the three fats you want to consume and only those fats. Once again, animal fats that naturally occur in meat, grass-fed butter, which is called Kerrygold, get it at Walmart, and unrefined virgin coconut oil.
All right, fantastic. All right, now let's move on to water. What can we learn about the water we put into our bodies?
Don't ever drink fluoridized water. Water with fluoride in it is bad. Fluoride blocks electrical signaling in your body. Matter of fact, when you or your children brush their teeth, you got to make a concerted effort that you do not swallow any of the toothpaste. I've researched toothpaste without fluoride. It's very difficult to find. The one brand that I did find was so horrible, I went back to fluoride toothpaste. Now, remember, the cells in your body, they're like a battery. And in that battery, about 95% of it is water. Water is essential to good health. The only water you should be drinking is spring water. Why spring water? Spring water comes out of the earth. It's naturally alkaline. Why do we want alkaline water? I don't even like the taste of it as good as my well water, but I drink it for health reasons. Why do we want alkaline water? It holds more electrons. Once again, we're getting back to that equation about the electrical signaling in your body and the magnetism in your body.
Okay. And what kind of proteins are best in this equation?
Well, that's a great question, Josh. Two proteins we want to concentrate on. The majority, one is pork. Why do we want pork? Pork has sulfur in it. Why is sulfur important? Sulfur has the ability to get into our skin. It reflects the bad rays of the sun and lets us absorb the good rays of the sun. The sun is another coupled system in our human biology. The sun is our battery charger. Our skin is not unlike a leaf's photovoltaic effects that it has. We have lost that ability by putting clothing on and stuff, but we can gain it back. And we have to do so by consuming pork, so we have the sulfur. Also, free-range grass-fed eggs are another good source of sulfur. That's the one protein we want. And, yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean you have to have that all the time. If you want a T-bone steak or something, you know, that's fine. But just remember the benefits of pork. The other thing we want, and this is big. Now, see, my source material on the ketogenic diet is a guy named Jimmy Moore and a doctor named Eric Westman, and they wrote a book called Keto Clarity. It's a great book. It'll tell you all about the ketogenic diet. But what I've put together here is hours and hours in different books, and I've put together a system that I think is a superior system to all these books. It's a symphony of all these things put together. Now we're getting into a gentleman named Dr. Jack Cruz, and Jack Cruz has a book called The Epo-Paleo Prescription. It doesn't say prescription, it says RX, but I guess that's a symbol for prescription. Jack Cruz will tell you that the other main protein you want in this diet is seafood. Why do you want seafood? Seafood has a substance in it called DHA. DHA, a lot of people know it as fish oil. You have to have it by natural sources. You have to have it by eating food. You can't take capsules and move the needle at all. Okay? Why is DHA important? Every cell in your body is a battery. What charges that battery? DHA and water. You have to have those two substances. When your battery's charged, you got good electrical flow, you got good magnetism. Now, with that being said, the best source for DHA and the most perfect food on the planet is raw oysters.
Okay.
You got to start consuming lots of raw oysters.
All right. Well, my sister will be happy to hear that. That's why she has a glow about her all the time. We got to take another break here, Dean. And when we come back, I also want to get a little more clarity on some of your favorite carbs, because we know what the best fats are, the best proteins, the best carbs. And then we're going to move into some of these special discoveries that Native Island people have made that keeps their health way above average compared to the rest of us. Again, we're talking with Dean Worsing about what he calls paranormal health care. Tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and speaking of strange, we'll be right back. Out of four, this will be 13 minutes, Dean.
All right. Okay, cool.
Coming down, 3, 2, and 1.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan?
It's called Speaking of Strange. You just never know what direction we're going to take. And we're trying to help you out this hour with my friend Dean Worsing, who, well, you've seen him on TV. You've heard him on other programs like Coast to Coast AM. And but now he's here to share with you some of these things he has learned that have improved his life immensely. He's lost weight. He's fit. He's healthy. He feels great. And who doesn't want to live that way? But we will remind you, he's not a doctor. He's not any type of a medical professional. He's just a guy who likes to do a lot of research, and he's hoping that some of you will find this very helpful tonight. So, Dean, we've talked about how the best types of fats would be animal fats or virgin coconut oil or, say, Kerrygold grass-fed butter. And good protein would be like pork, seafood, eggs. What kind of carbs would you recommend in this formula that's 75% fat, 20% protein, and 5% carbs?
Well, probably the healthiest choice would be your complex carbs, which would be your vegetables. That would probably be your best form of carbohydrates. But the truth is, when you're keeping your carbohydrate content below 5% of your caloric intake, it wouldn't matter if you ate a Hershey Kiss at that point, because it's such a small amount in comparison to these other great things that you're putting in your body. But I guess if I had a choice, it would be some type of vegetable, broccoli, asparagus. I love green beans, that type of stuff, which have some carbohydrate content in them. But let me just go back to the protein again. You know, we talked about the two main proteins that we want to consume are pork, because of the sulfur, and the seafood. The seafood is because of the DHA, and most people know DHA is fish oil. It's an omega-3 fat. But here is how important DHA is to you as a mammal. first thing is you can't make it. You have to eat it. Your peripheral and your central nervous system has 3 pounds of this stuff stored in there. Why? Because DHA can take a photon, convert it to an electron, and if need be, convert it back to a photon. If you can't, and also DHA is what makes it so the battery in your body works correctly. You know, it's almost like before we had maintenance-free batteries, you know, when you were a kid and, like, the battery didn't work, you would pull the top of it off, and you might have to pour water in it. And then if that didn't work, you'd have to pour acid in it. Well, that's kind of like what DHA is to your battery in your body. So it's super, super important. If you can't have a strong charge, you can't have strong magnetism, and you're going to get sick. The other thing is the coconut oil. I just want to tell you that healthy people should have a minimum of 3.5 tablespoons per day to get the healthy benefits of coconut oil when you're doing a ketogenic diet. If you exceed that, that's fine. If you're sick and you're trying to cure something, you can exceed that by double or more, and that's fine. For the people that are fat and say, hey, I don't want to eat a bunch of fat, guess what? Coconut oil cannot be stored in your body as fat. It is a mid-chain triglyceride. It goes straight to your liver, and it becomes energy. So what happens? You eat a lot of coconut oil, your metabolism goes up all day long. You're burning calories like crazy. You're healthy. You can eat more, and you're losing weight.
And that's why that a lot of these native people in the Pacific have such incredible health, right? Tell us a little bit more about what, you know, their lifestyle has entailed that we can all learn from.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a look at this. What is a race of people on our planet right now that eat tons of pork, tons of seafood, are probably the healthiest people on the planet? The Okinawans. That's what they eat. I mean, that's their whole lifestyle. They're out in the sun all day. They have no skin cancer. They have no heart attacks. They're brown. They're beautiful. They're doing great. The other thing is the Pacific Island people eat all kinds of coconut. And it's interesting that when a baby is born to a specific islander, the first day, the baby's all its skin is covered with coconut oil. Huh. And they continue to do that until the baby's like 3 or 4. And when the baby has the ability to apply the coconut oil itself, it carries on and does that until the day it dies. These people also are beautiful people. They're half naked. They have no skin cancer. They have no heart attacks. They're in the sun all day long, you know, and they're doing great. And it's basically because of coconut oil. Remember, coconut oil, not only is it a great food and a great fat, but it's also a great medicine. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antimicrobial, and antifungal. Dude, there's things that coconut oil can do, antiviral, that our antibiotics can't do. So you got to have coconut oil in your life. It's a life-changing substance. Let me add one other thing to the conversation before we move on. Women in America put on the average of 23 different chemicals on their skin every day. That's horrible. You know, the rule is, really, it should be, if you wouldn't put it in your mouth, you shouldn't put it on your skin, because basically you're absorbing it one way or the other. The great thing about coconut oil, it can replace most of those. And I'll tell you how far you can go with coconut oil. I use coconut oil as a deodorant. I rub it right under my arms, and I don't stink. People don't run from me, believe it or not. It's a natural deodorant. Why? It's antibacterial, antiviral, antimicrobial, and antifungal. You can put it all over your body. You can put it on your feet. You'll have the healthiest feet. You'll have feet like a baby. It lubricates the skin. It helps with wrinkling. When you put coconut oil on skin tags, eventually they fall off. If you put coconut oil on a wart, eventually it'll go away. You heal much quicker with coconut oil. So it's an incredible substance that everybody should be taking advantage of. And remember, you want unrefined and you want it virgin. It should smell like coconuts. It should taste great. So that's the thing on coconut oil.
All right. And now, what is this thing in your notes about blue light? What are you talking about?
Okay. You guys are going to hate me for this one. but it has to be said. Okay, so this is very important. This is how you should start your day every day. First thing in the morning, you should get up. You should make your coffee. You should get you a tablespoon of coconut oil, put it in your mouth. You should walk outside naked, if you can, if your neighbors won't see you. And you should look at the sun for 1 to 3 minutes. You need the sunlight, the blue light and the sunlight, to hit your optic nerve behind your eyes. Now, when you do that, what occurs? Three things. A, physically, the sunlight tells your body, hey, it's daytime. B, the circadian clock in your head resets. C, you also have a stopwatch in your head that counts up to 12 hours and starts clicking down. Okay, that's how you should start your day. Now, if the clock in your head doesn't run faster than the clock in your liver, it creates chaos in your body. Now, how this works is not unlike the GPS satellites we have in outer space. The GPS satellites in outer space run 38 milliseconds faster than Earth time. Now, why does that occur? If it didn't occur, your map app would be off by 10 kilograms. The reason for that is we have an effect called gravitational lensing that bends light, and it would totally screw up your map program if we didn't account for it. Well, guess what? You on Earth, being 6 foot tall, you have that same problem. The clock in your head has to run faster than the clock in your feet or your liver or your kidneys. If it does not, you have chaos in your body. So what's chaos in your body? Think about New York City at rush time and all the traffic signals go out. What are all the cars doing? They're beeping their horns. They're opening their doors. They're backing up. They're going down one-way streets the wrong way. Total chaos. Nothing. Nobody's moving. Nothing's happening. When you don't have a system where you can have scheduled deliveries and departures from cells yoked and working correctly, it creates this chaos. In the medical community, what do they call it? They call it inflammation. Well, guess what? Inflammation is associated with every major disease we have today. That's why it's important to get that light in your head first thing in the morning. Now,
and we've got about a minute before our next break, just so you know how we are on time here.
Okay, I'll make it quick. Sunlight is a coupled system. You are supposed to have sunlight. It produces vitamin D. Your skin is a photovoltaic, just like a leaf on a tree. You can absorb photons and turn them into electrons with the help of DHA. So this is an important thing, but you know, dermatologists will tell you, oh no, you can't get in the sun. That's wrong. We've uncoupled from that system. That's a system we need to recouple with. The sun is our battery charger. Okay. Remember we talked about how we have the battery and the battery works on a chemical basis. Well, not to deplete those chemicals, we need to plug into the sun to recharge it on a daily basis.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will already be in the final minutes of this hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about, Dean, hopefully here, about the benefits of walking around with your shoes off, and also how does our magnetic field compare to the field of people in other times throughout history. I'll also make sure that we have his contact info out there if you want more. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be right back here on Speaking of Strange.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby. Awake you when you rise. Sleep pretty tight.
will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Welcome back to the final minutes of hour number two on tonight's Speaking of Strange. Next hour we call the Dark 30 Hour. That's when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial news stories. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So you can decide whether or not you want to tune in for that. We're talking right now with Dean Worsing, and during the break, Sam and I were joking. I hope it's okay to say this. As he actually takes a bite. Sam, you've really depressed Sam here, Dean, because he's been listening to this whole hour, sitting there eating a Hot Pocket and, like, drinking an Orange Crush. And I know a lot of people out there are going to say, well, this has all been very educational, but, you know, they don't plan to make any changes. But for those who do want to know more, how can they contact you for your assistance, Dean?
Probably the easiest way. Were you going to put my email down on the site, or should I just verbally say it?
Well, let's do both. Yeah.
Okay. So you can email me, and I'd be willing to try to help anybody or steer them in the right direction. My email is really weird. It's trust, TRUST, and then it's no, NO, and then that's followed by the number one at Zoom, ZOOM, internet.net. Now, for those of you that know this, I'm proud of you, but most won't. They just think I'm like a really kind of like spazzy guy. That used to be Mulder's password on the X-Files, and about 15 years ago, I thought that was really cool. Now I feel like I have to explain myself all the time. So anyway, yeah, you can email me and include a phone number. Sometimes it's easier for me to have a conversation with somebody than to stop working and text or type or what have you. The other thing is, we talked a lot about coconut oil. I wanted to give my reference on that. There's a book by a fine man, and I'm telling you, he does like 8 to 10 hours on coconut oil. There's a lot to know about coconut oil. His name is Bruce Fife, like Barney Fife on The Andy Griffith Show. The name of the book is The Coconut Oil Miracle. Now, when we broke, we were talking about, we set the circadian clock in our head, and that also a stopwatch in our head takes off for 12 hours, and it starts clicking down. Okay, so let's fast forward. So from that morning, 12 hours later, what's occurring in our life? It's evening. The sun has set. It's time to start settling down to go to bed. The stopwatch alarm goes off. What happens? The alarm goes off. Our brain hears it. What do? Our brain starts making melatonin. Melatonin is the substance that's chiefly responsible for us sleeping well. When we sleep well, we heal well. If you're not sleeping well, you're not healing. You need to sleep well. You need large amounts of melatonin to do that. Now, if your melatonin levels are low, your magnetism goes down. If your magnetism goes down, what occurs? You can't unlock the door to the drugstore that's inside your head. What's that mean? You're going to have all kinds of hormone problems and other problems because you can't get to that amazing drugstore in your head to release the things that you need to heal and biologically be well. What happens? Libido goes down. Mood, reproductive abilities, healing abilities, all kinds of bad problems happen when you have low melatonin. What causes low melatonin? What do we do in the evening?
We turn
the lights
on
in the house.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. We turn the lights on. Mm-hmm.
We turn the TV on. Mm-hmm. We look at our iPhone. We look at our iPad. We look at our Xbox and our PlayStation. What do all these things have? They have blue light. What's blue light do? It destroys melatonin. Mm-hmm. What else does it destroy? It destroys DHA. DHA is what makes our battery healthy. So that's a big problem. So what's that is literally, if you ask Dr. Jack Cruz, the number one uncoupled system that we have going on today that's making us sicker than ever, it's blue light exposure. Here's how bad blue light exposure is. In older people, the brain will put cataracts on their eyes to mitigate their blue light exposure. And you know what? If you talk to eye docs, they'll tell you, when they take those cataracts away, inevitably their patients get worse. Why? Because they continue with their blue light. So that's how bad it is. So what's the biohack? What can we do to get around that? Well, let's not stare at our iPhone every night before we go to bed and our iPad. The other thing, you can put bulbs in your house that don't emit blue light. You can get them from Amazon.com. The two lights that are in my house at night are non-emitting blue light bulbs. The other thing is, I'm sitting here with blue blocker sunglasses on because I like watching my TV at night. You can get them from Amazon.com for about $10. And what happens is, if you're going to turn something electronic on and you're going to sit there and stare at it, put your blue blocker sunglasses on so you're not getting that blue light exposure, so that you have amazing amounts of melatonin and you have good night's sleep.
Dean, you know what? We could keep going and going. You've got so much great info. I'm sorry we couldn't get to it all, but I'm so glad that you have put your info out there, and I'll post it at speakingofstrange.com, and you can keep us updated because I know you've got more biohacks to share with people as well. But the clock has got us. Dean,
yep.
Thank you for being so generous and altruistic, helping people. Thanks for being on the program tonight, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Joshua.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be time for the Dark 30 Hour.